Today is Tuesday, April 4th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. I'm not really a fan of chicken cordon bleu. I mean, I don't hate it, but I find stuffing a chicken breast unnecessary. I've never really met a stuffed chicken breast that I thought was better because of the stuffing. I don't know. You guys could probably have different opinions of that, but I don't know. Not sure. It is also National School Librarian Day. I don't know if any of you guys had this kind of situation in your schools, but I found that the librarian was generally just someone that they needed to stick somewhere that didn't really have another class to teach or something. And so there were just, now I came from a small school in a small town. So maybe in larger schools, it is an actual librarian with a library science degree, et cetera, et cetera. But in my school, and I bet I am a librarian. Mel has opinions about this. I also owe Mel an email, but I've been so busy, Mel, if you're listening to this, I am going to email you back. You may have already taken action on what you emailed me on, because it's been a few days, but I will. So, happy National School Librarian Day. It is also National Hug a News Person Day. So, there you go. So, what's going on? What is going on in my life? We went to the grocery store. You guys, I hate going to the grocery store. I hate it so much. And Mark knows that I hate it. And he always makes comments about how I think it's always crowded, no matter if there are 2 people or 15 people in there or 100 people in there, which is true. But he always comments about it. And so now I try to not say anything. I try not to complain at all. And it is like I am holding emotions in. They're bottle. We go to the grocery store. And it is always busy. And, you know, we go to Walmart and they have this delivery and where they bring it out to your car, pickup options. I don't use those very often because I find that if they don't have the item that you're looking for, I don't like the substitution option because what if I don't like the substitution that they make? And then I've paid for this thing. And of course, they're going to email you and say, do you like the substitutions? And you can click. But I'm busy. I'm a busy person. And so I don't see the email or whatever. And, you know, it's just a thing. And then, or you turn that off. And then they just don't, if they don't have it, that you don't get the item. And so what I found in the past is, then I have to make another trip to the store to find, because I needed that thing. Or, like, let's say I needed chicken. This is a bad example, but let's say I needed chicken for a particular meal that I was going to cook. I only buy enough for the week. I don't stock up generally. Some things I do, like beans and canned tomatoes and, you know, rice and stuff like that. But like meat, I buy enough for a week. So let's say they didn't have chicken. I don't do a substitution. Now I don't have anything to cook for that meal. So that means, because I've planned a meal, I plan to do, let's say, pork chops or whatever. They didn't have pork chops. They didn't have chicken, whatever. Now I need to plan a completely different meal, but I have to go to the store because I have to get those items. Or I can have them do another delivery, but it's a thing, right? So I go in. Bottom line is, go into the grocery store. But it is so busy. Everybody and their mother is shopping. I don't know. We cannot seem to pick a day when it is not busy. It doesn't matter. And maybe if we went at like 8 in the morning or something like that, because we always go around 5, 6, 7 in the evening. And so maybe everyone's going at that time. And don't even think about going on a Sunday. Oh my gosh. Sunday after church, Becky Sue and Donna Jean are going to buy groceries after church. They're going to go to Cracker Barrel. They're going to have their lunch. And then they're going to go buy groceries for the week. It's just what they're going to do. And we have a lot of Becky Sue's and Donna Jean's or whatever I said. I don't remember what I said, but we have a lot of those people here, okay? So bottom line is, it was super busy. Just really, really super busy. And they have the self-checkout and delivery. They have associates that are fulfilling those. And they have these giant carts where they're fulfilling, I don't know, 6 or 8 orders all at one time. And I know it's convenient for a lot of people and they have to do it. Like, what are they going to do? But they're blocking the aisles. And then there are all the other customers who are shopping. They're also blocking the aisle. We cannot get through the aisles. Also, I feel like the aisles are too small. They should be bigger. It's a thing. But we got all our groceries. We were successful. We went to Panda Express because that's been the thing that we've done recently. Because, like I've said before, I don't want to cook on a grocery day because we don't usually go to the store until 6 or 6:30. By the time we get back, it's 7 or 7:30. If I cook, we're not eating until, you know, who knows what time. I am cooking tonight. I just didn't cook last night. So, anyway, we did that. And then we brought home the food. We put away the groceries. And that was pretty much our evening. We watched Poker Face, which is got that Natasha Leone lady. She was in Orange is the New Black. It's, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It has really good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. They apparently renewed it for a season 2. But the format is very, every episode is the same. You start with Natasha Leone not being in the scene and a whole story and someone gets murdered. Always. And then commercial, or not really a commercial, but I mean break. And then they go back and they start the whole thing over, but you realize Natasha Leone was there the whole time. And she figures out the murder and solves it. It's always that way, every single episode. I know that's similar to other procedural stuff that I watch, but there is an overarching story that the first episode they set up, and I thought that overarching story was going to carry out throughout the season, but it hasn't really. It's really gone to this very, you know, standalone episode sort of thing without really bringing in this larger story. I don't know if later in the season they're going to bring in this other story. I'm not really sure. And anyway, we did that. The other thing is I got his car detailed. This was for his birthday back in September. And I just now got it done. And so they picked it up yesterday. And they delivered it yesterday afternoon or yesterday around lunch. So it was cool that they picked it up and everything. So we didn't even have to drop it off. If I had known that, I could have had it done while he was in the Philippines, but I didn't. The reason I didn't have it done while he was gone and have him like a freshly clean car when he got back is because I was like, well, how am I going to drive it there and how am I going to get home? I guess I should have called them. But I don't know. I'm not sure that I like them. It was $175 to detail an SUV. I don't know if that's a good price or not. Because I didn't really do it. They're close to our house. They're brand new company. I thought, I'll try them out. I didn't really research, you know, what's the going rate. But they did the interior and the exterior. So the full shebang. And he pulls up. And he says, you know, I'm sorry, you're going to see bugs. You're going to see some bugs on the bumper. He said, I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed these bugs. He said, I talked to my boss. He's like, apparently they are etched into the paint because they've been there so long. And so our normal bug removal creams and buffing and all that will not remove it. He said, the only way to remove these is if you literally have the paint buffed. He said, and that is not a detailing thing. That is like a paint thing. He said, so that is something separate and not included in detailing. He said, so I'm sorry I couldn't get them off, but I tried everything I could. So we were kind of unhappy about that. But what are you going to say? No, take it back. Get the, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe I should, but I'm not, as you guys know, I'm not much of a pusher backer. I mean, think about the flooring in our gym situation. So, and then it looked very clean on the inside, and then he left. But when we were going to the store, Mark said, oh, I see he didn't clean under these things that I had in this particular compartment. And I was looking out the back window and saw there were smudges on the back window. And I was like, if they do a good job, I'm going to take my car. But now I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know if they did a good job. And then they had me pay them over Venmo. I didn't get an invoice. They texted me and he's like, here's my Venmo name. He didn't even tell me the amount. I said, nobody's told me the amount yet. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com, which is down right now, but it will be back up. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.